producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live. Yeah, you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been all over the board this evening, as usual here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you, by the way.
And Daryl.
It's Constitution Day, so we've discussed that. We also talked about Jeremy Corbyn's buttons. This is the opposition leader in Great Britain and all the upset about him not having his shirt buttoned properly and not singing the national anthem on Remembrance Day.
I think the people were more upset about the latter of those two than the button not being buttoned.
I think they're upset because it benefits them to be upset.
Yes.
In the world of politics, people attempt to... This Benghazi thing always seemed like that, for me. It's not that I think Hillary Clinton is a good politician. I do not. It just seems like somebody's always really, really, really into the whole Republicans are better than Democrats thing when they bring up Benghazi. It just seemed like a scandal they couldn't quite get the wheels up, get it moving. So anyway, you can comment on any of those things or whatever you wish here at 855-450-3733. But a listener sent me an article that I got excited about, excited in sort of a negative way, and I think it's worth bringing up.
Excited in a negative way? Wouldn't that be depressed?
Agitated?
Yes, agitated. Flustered.
Yeah. Well, excited. Excited is excited. Well, it isn't necessarily a positive thing. Usually it's used that way, though.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So, what this is that... It's on cryonics. So for those of you who listen to the show, you know that I have contracted with Alcor, ALCOR.org, to have my head lopped off and frozen in nitrogen upon my death if for whatever reason life extension doesn't occur before that.
What are you hoping they will be able to do with your severed head?
I don't know. What do you think? What are you afraid that they might be able to do with my severed head?
All I think they will be able to do with your severed head is drop it in some liquid nitrogen and laugh because they can't do anything with your head later. That's why I'm asking you, what are you hoping they can do?
Do they have, there's, for instance, they find frozen people and preserved people all the time, right?
Yes.
In the future, do you think that they will want people from the past who are preserved?
So you're saying you want them to reanimate you?
I would love to be reanimated. However, I don't know if that is a reasonable expectation or not.
I don't think it is, especially if they're chopping off your head that's not connected to your body.
They'll have robot bodies. Look, they've already got robot bodies.
Yeah, I've seen Futurama. That's how Richard Nixon's head gets elected president in the year 3000.
I don't care anything about your cartoon watching habits.
No, it's his head. He's got a shiny new robot body. That's how he's able to get elected for a third term.
Like 3,000 or something.
Yes.
Yeah. This is right now. They have people having prosthetics that they can move with their brains.
Yes, and that's different than having a robot body.
It is slightly different than having a robot body. What I'm telling you, however, is that if you can go to a lab right now and you can move a prosthetic arm and pick things up, that we are only years, a few short years, away from having two arms, and then a few short years away from having two arms and two legs that you can sort of move about. And then you'll be fully somebody,
That's still not a robot body. That's robot arms and legs.
I don't know.
A body is a torso.
Yes. I'm telling you that I believe that it is that if I'm willing to bet on history, and I'm gonna bet on the future, that I'm going to beat you because...
I tell you what, Mark, call me when they put somebody's decapitated head on a robot's body.
I'm going to say 20 years. That's how long I'm staying for that. I should live to see that. They're already talking about head transplants right now. It's in the news, Daryl. Look it up. Type in.
Yes, I know it's in the news.
Okay.
But, like, alien lizard people running the world is also in the news.
No,
it depends
not.
On what news you're looking at.
It does depend on what news you're looking at. If you're looking at stupid people news, then you're worried about alien lizards. If you're looking at mainstream news, you're seeing stories about people getting head transplants.
I've seen mainstream news carry parody news because the copy guy in the newsroom is too much of a dum-dum to know that it was parody.
Do you think that's what's happening in the case of the head transplant?
I have no clue.
That's because you don't have any qualification to comment on this. You are a non-scientist.
And I also don't care.
Well, you should care.
I'm not getting my head transplanted onto anything. I don't want my head on a robot body.
Okay, then you don't have to have it. That's the good news, is it's going to cost a lot of money in the near term. At some point, it'll be brought down. But most humans have a desire to live longer than their average life expectancy. This is one of the real draws of religion, right? Like, religion's been offering this whole live forever thing for a very long time. It's just questionable as to whether or not they've been delivering.
Well, and it's also, you're living in the next life, not like your decrepit body now is being extended.
That's the best they could do. So here's what I'm saying is the robot body is a way for your brain to be, function for a course of decades until they can figure out some way to sort of cellularly rejuvenate the brain, if that's what they're going to do, or to take your consciousness and put it into something or whatever. And these are possibilities. I'm not saying that they're probabilities. Every time we take another step, it gets more difficult to predict it. But robot bodies, that is, I'm predicting 20 years, and I think I'm giving myself some room.
So are you hoping that they upload your consciousness to the internet, and then you can wind up making all of the telephones ring at the same time around the world because Lawnmower Man?
If they're uploading my consciousness to the internet, they've probably already uploaded the consciousness. If my head has been preserved in a vat of liquid nitrogen,
right,
and then they bring me back and then put my consciousness on the internet, the chances are lots of people are already on the internet.
Let's say you're the guinea pig, though.
Fine.
You're like, we got to test it with something. Here's a brain that looks like it belonged to a mildly intelligent person.
Fine. I'll take
Do you know how we know he's mildly intelligent? Because he chose Alcor.
Alcor.org. Let's go to Keith calling in from Colorado. You can call in about anything here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. Keith, what's on your mind?
Well, I was going to talk about the guy in England that was refusing to sing God Save the Queen, but...
Jeremy Corbyn?
You guys are actually kind of on an interesting topic. I mean, do you really want your brain to be uploaded, your consciousness to be uploaded to the internet?
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that, sure.
I mean, what kind of safeguards do you put around your brain?
And your skull.
You silly.
Yeah.
What kind of safeguards? What's the question, Keith?
Okay. So let's say your brain and your consciousness is uploaded onto Facebook, for instance. I don't know.
So
40 years, we're able to upload consciousness. Well, does anybody have the power to tap into anything you think?
Maybe.
I mean, that's
so the Mark Edge Googling Twitter would actually be controlled by Mark Edge's brain just randomly thinking of things that he wants to know.
It could very well be the case. What my guess would be is that if you're talking about being uploaded to the internet, you're talking about a virtual reality situation where you create your own living environment, you create your own, the people you hang out with. You know, you can bring back my dead dad, and I can have a chat with him. It'd only be a computer, animation of my dead dad, but it'll do in that circumstance.
So we can't call that Second Life, because that name's already taken. So what would you call this service?
I'll take Second Life. I don't know, maybe Second Life will be repurposed for this very thing.
I'll take Dirty Thoughts for $500.
So, Keith, I mean, the only other option is death, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's the other option. And at that point, I will know what death is like because I will have lived in it for a period of time. I'll have had my head lopped off and be put in liquid nitrogen.
You're assuming they can successfully reanimate your brain after it's been in liquid nitrogen.
I'm going to assume that if you get cremated, that they can't reanimate yours. That's what I'm assuming.
I'm not getting cremated. I want somebody to throw me in the ocean. I want a shark to eat me.
Thanks, Keith. Thanks for the call. What the hell does a shark want to do with you? They eat seals. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Tell me I'm crazy.
You're crazy.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-8645.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-945-8645. 1-800-945-8645. That's 1-800-945-8645.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. What we're talking about right now is cutting off my head and putting it in a vat of liquid nitrogen. Well, at least that's what's going to happen at this point.
Going to happen at the end of the show.
Well, you got to have privacy on the internet. So I'm recommending ProXPN. If you care about your privacy while on the internet, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt all of your online data before it even gets to your internet service provider. So before, as it's heading out of your computer, it's encrypted. They do it all right. They offer OpenVPN. That's the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. There's even Linux support if you want it. So, unlike the other guys, though, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities. ProXPN has even more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They accept credit cards and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account. Lifetime, when you buy an annual account with our code, FTL50. You actually save a bit more if you use Bitcoin. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. You keep hearing about our online privacy being infringed. Go to proxpn.com now and protect yourself. Use coupon code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. Proxpn.com, coupon code FTL50. So there is an article out that was sent to me by a listener about the false science of cryonics and the technologyreview.com. And it is written by a man who, he's a scientist, his name's Michael Hendricks, and he kind of goes and picks apart the cryonics. Now, what cryonics is like what I've said, is I've paid, an annual fee, and I think it's like $600 per year for a subscription. I do not necessarily recommend that young people make this decision. This might be a decision that is best made by older people. Here's the reason. Because you pay $600 a year as a subscription fee to sort of cover you, but the fee for your preservation is the same. It's $80,000 to have your head preserved. I think it's $120,000 for your entire body.
So why didn't you opt for the entire body?
Because I don't want my body, especially if I die at 80. What do you want that body for? I'm going to go for the robot body, because I believe robot bodies will be around before I even die.
How much does the robot body cost?
We don't have robot bodies to buy.
So you're hoping that they slap your head on something that you've not bought yet?
What are you talking about?
You said you want your head at some point put on a robot body.
I believe cars will be...
You've not paid for the robot body. Are they just going to be handing out robot bodies for free down on the corner?
They may very well.
Outside the methadone clinic?
Son, if you have been if you're the first or even the 100th person who is brought back to life from being cryonically frozen, you
need
to consider...
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
There isn't an army of these people out there. I don't care what you think. It either is going to happen or it is not going to happen, and what Daryl thinks today.
And in either case...
I don't care what Tharg thinks about the wheel either. We're not talking about what you think. If you would have said, hey...
In either case, if I'm right, then nobody will ever know.
Right.
Listen, you will not know if I'm right.
If Ugg the caveman says, I don't think this fire thing is really going to turn into anything, I really prefer my food to be raw, who cares? You are nothing but a caveman sitting next to a fire predicting what the future is going to be like. And you're not a particularly well-informed caveman. It's not like you're a scientist. You're a talk show host. I know what you do for a living. You call radio stations and ask them to put Free Talk Live on. Who cares what you think about science? Who cares what I think about science?
And my point is, if I'm right... Neither of us will ever know that I'm right.
That much is true, because I'll be dead and you'll be dead.
Yes.
However, if my head is...
Tell me what the science guy thinks.
If my head's preserved in a vat of liquid nitrogen, I might come back and you won't. Because you'll be...
Yeah,
like,
and if your head's preserved in liquid nitrogen and somebody drops it on the way to the robot body, it shatters into itty-bitty little pieces.
Yep, but I still had a better chance than you, because your body's been fed to worms. Let's go on here with the article.
Giant sea worms.
Whatever. You won't get to decide what happens to your body, my friend, especially if you have weird requests. There's all kinds of stories of people's requests of where they're buried to not being met.
I'll pay somebody to put me in a boat.
Fine. Let's see, going on here with...
And you'll light it on fire, gladly.
Yeah, from Technology Review. I woke up on Saturday to a heartbreaking front page article of the New York Times about terminally ill young woman who chooses to freeze her brain. She's drawn into a cottage industry spurred by transhumanist principles that offer to preserve people in liquid nitrogen immediately after their death and store their bodies, at least their heads, in hopes that they can be reanimated or digitally replicated in a technologically advanced future. Proponents have added to a patina of scientific plausibility to this by citing the promise of new technologies in neuroscience, particularly recent work in connectomics, a field that maps the connections between neurons. The suggestion that a detailed map of neural connections could be enough to restore a person's mind, memories, and personality by uploading it to a computer simulation. Science tells us that a map of connections is not sufficient to stimulate, let alone replicate, a nervous system. You'll have the nervous system, or at least the main part of it, the brain, right there. I don't know what his argument is here.
Well, if they don't go far enough down on, like, C5 or whatever, then, like, it's all shot.
What about, yes, I'm sure that they're saving the right amount of spinal cord there are people that don't have use of their spinal cords. Their spinal cords are severed, and we still call them people. They still have emotions. They still roll about and do things. So they exist. I study a small roundworm, and he gives the scientific name of this roundworm, and I don't know much about it, which is by far the best described animal in all of biology. We know all of its genes and all of its cells, a little over 1,000 of them. We know the identity and complete synaptic connectivity of its 302 neurons. We have known this for 30 years. If we could upload or roughly simulate any brain, it would be that of this elegansis.
Roundworm. Just call it a roundworm.
This roundworm. Yet even with the full connectom in hand, static model of this network of connections lacks most of the information necessary to stimulate the mind of the worm. In short, brain activity cannot be inferred by synaptic neuroanatomy. So he's, you know, saying science-y stuff to basically say, look, we can't, the most basic of creatures of which we know the most now, we still can't bring them back to life. And I get where he's coming from. I don't expect that if I miss the singularity or whatever moment it is where people's lives are extended the next stretch, because the futurists are currently claiming that it'll be about the time that I'm going to die that we'll make this next big step where humans go from, say, living about 80 years to living about 120, giving me another 40 years for the next scientific advance. And, younger people than that, they get a better shot. Older people, less of a shot. All I'm saying is that the cryonics is a little bit of insurance. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And this evening we're talking about eternal life. Well, not the kind of eternal life you might have been sold in your religious education, but perhaps the kind you're getting sold now through the science of cryonics. Now, I'm using air quotes. I don't know.
So let me ask this question.
Go ahead.
If I do opt to get my head frozen, would I still have earwax?
I would assume, my guess is if they're preserving your head, they're probably just preserving your brain. Or your brain and maybe some spinal cord, that kind of thing. That they probably aren't going to have much use for your head. And that, you know, the rest of your head besides your brain isn't terribly useful.
Well, the rest of the head sort of, you know, like, protects the brain from getting squished, nibbled on by mice.
Yeah, I understand that bones are, you know, bone like the skull. It's useful. When you're talking about, you know, several hundred million years ago in the evolutionary chain. But now we have things like steel, titanium, and better things to protect your brain with than a bone skull.
Okay, Wolverine.
All I'm saying is that, you know, maybe there's some technological advances to this body that that we have. People, there's a lot of people with glasses listening to the show. You know, they're basically transhumanists. They're augmenting themselves. Yeah,
you got that's a stretch of a definition of transhumanist.
Yeah, well, fine. You can choose that that's a stretch if that's what you wish to do. Certainly, there are people running around with artificial hearts.
Yes,
that's not a stretch.
That would be correct.
There you go. And if you're going to come back from death, you might want to have a little savings, maybe some gold stashed someplace. Well, you can get some gold at gold.freetalklive.com. We've got a relationship with Midas Resources. They're actually the syndicate of our show, and I've been doing business with them for many years, and it's always been great. So gold.freetalklive.com for great rates and on gold and silver pieces. When I first looked into gold and silver, I had a very difficult time sort of pricing one against another. We make it easy for you over there at gold.freetalklive.com.
So let me ask this question, because
we're talking about cryonics here. This is my head being lopped off at the end of my life and put in a nitrogen chamber. Now, I would like to point out, my mother won't go for this. My wife won't go for this. Everybody thinks this is weird.
I'm glad I'm not the only person that thinks this is weird. But I've got a question, because you said if you're going to freeze your head, you might want some savings for when you get unfrozen. After you are dead, if you die, don't you cease to be the owner of the possessions in which you acquired before you died and got your brain dropped in liquid nitrogen?
Hey, you know, if I got to start over, I guess I have to start over.
So what's the point of being like, I'm buying a bunch of silver to take with me to the cryogenic lab?
If you're the one that knows where the key to the safe deposit box is, you're the owner of it.
But what if somebody at the safe deposit box is like, safe deposit box company is going out of business, everything gets sold?
Daryl, this is certainly a what-if scenario. If you're getting your head lopped off and put in a vat of liquid nitrogen, you have already entered the realm of what-if.
Yes.
Right? Here's where you're not in the realm of what-if, because this is important. Because when you're looking at cryonics, you have to look at it alongside of reality. And reality is, when you're dead, you're effing dead. There hasn't been one person that's come back yet. Not one. So you know that dead is dead. However, cryonics is possibly alive in the future. That's the difference.
So you're going to be like Schrodinger's corpse.
Well, I guess you would be. Well, you know, you'd be in the vat, and you'd be definitely dead in the vat. You would either be brought back in the future, or you wouldn't. If the box is the future, then I suppose you'd be Schrodinger's corpse. But this is a rather esoteric comparison. Let me go on with Michael Hendrickson's critique of cryonics.
He's the science guy?
He's the science guy
writing
this article, this biased article over at technologyreview.com.
You're only saying it's biased because it's not telling you what you want to hear.
I'm going to tell you it's biased because he doesn't address the important issues. Because when Michael Hendrickson is dead, he's dead. Right?
You're saying it's biased because it's not telling you what you want to hear. If it was telling you what you wanted to hear, you would not say it's a biased article.
No.
Because it's telling you what Mark Edge wants to hear.
He's not looking at this from the standpoint of somebody who is buying. He's looking at this from the standpoint of somebody who wants to tear it down, and that's fine.
That's what good science does, is you try to tear things down, and then if it reconstructs itself, then okay, it's
solid. You can't reconstruct something that is conjecture about the future.
But you can reconstruct, we're trying to replicate this worm's brain, and we can't do it, so therefore we failed at replicating the brain.
That's true. He says earlier in the article that basically there's this worm that they've studied for 30 years. They know everything about its DNA, everything about its cells. It exists, you know, in science, it's the most studied thing in the world. They can't bring it back to life. They're not even close to bringing it back to life. And some of the claims that cryonics makes are way ahead of their time. Let me go on with what he says here. The features of your, and while it might be theoretically possible to preserve those features in dead tissue, that certainly is not happening now. The technology to do so, let alone the ability to read this information back out of such assessment, does not exist even in principle. It is this purposeful conflation of what is theoretically conceivable with what is ever practically possible that exploits people's vulnerability. Finally, would you, if you were uploaded to the internet, would you really be you? Now, this is unanswerable, but we can dip our toes in. Whatever our subjective sense of self is, let's assume it arises from the operation of the physical matter of your brain. We could also tentatively conclude that such awareness is substrate neural. I don't know what that means. If brains can be conscious, a computer program that does everything a brain does should be conscious too. So this is interesting, right? Like if your consciousness is uploaded to the internet from your brain, what happens to the consciousness that's in your brain? Does your consciousness reside in your brain? And if so, how could it be uploaded? And if it can be uploaded, is there still consciousness that resides there? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, people basically consciousness...
Right, so can you make a copy of it? Because
well,
I can make...
different.
Hold on. I can make a copy of any file on my computer and put it on the internet.
Right.
The file does not cease to be on my computer unless I delete it from my computer.
Right.
So the similarity here is if you upload a copy of the consciousness, are you just sending a copy to the internet?
Right.
Or are you at the same time deleting it from the brain?
Right. And this is, you know, fascinating because you would part of what consciousness is, at least in our understanding of it today, is it exists in one place. And if it begins to exist in two places, is it even the same thing? Now, the scientist questions this and has no way to answer the question. So I don't know the answer. He doesn't either. And I just feel like in his all of his, you know, those are his basically his things. And then he talks about the price of $80,000.
So part of this seems especially the, you know, like upload the brain to the internet sort of thing seems kind of like the Matrix, only it's slightly different in that, you know, in the movie. No, in the movie The Matrix, it was not voluntary whether or not you were uploaded to the internet. But if you die in The Matrix, you die in real life.
Yeah.
So if your consciousness is uploaded to the internet and it somehow still resides in your brain and there's a copy on the internet doing whatever and, you know, you in whatever internet world you're in die, then does your brain be like, okay, I'm dead now, and cease to function?
Doesn't seem likely. If you're in a video game and you die, you're not dead, you just respawn. So I would think that if whatever...
But your brain is not uploaded to the video game.
If it's war, and there, you know, the parameters of that war are you die, then you die. But if the parameters are of the program that you don't die, then you don't die, is the answer to your question. 855-450-3733. Do you have any questions or comments on the idea of cryonics? Because I know a little bit.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' end of summer clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Wide plank, hand scraped oak for $1.99. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for $1.29. Plus, get 10 to 15% off Morningstar Bamboo, the number one selling brand of bamboo flooring. Top quality laminate and vinyl plank from 49 cents and 24 month special financing. Hurry, the end of summer clearance sale is going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY cable and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
So Free Talk Live is unique among radio programs in that we put out a message of human freedom in a way that is not done by other programs out there. You know, they got the red team or the blue team and they root for them. We don't. We root for you. We believe that you are the best person to make the choices for your life. If you believe that what we do is a good thing, you want to see this message in competition with these other radio shows out there on more radio stations, the best thing to do is to join our AMP program. We've got perks there at the AMP at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get commercial-free broadcasts, and there's a great Facebook group that Ian and I are very active in. So you kind of become the board of directors for Free Talk Live by joining the AMP program. It's $5 a month, and it's very doable. amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about cryonics, and that is the freezing of your body or brain after death. And I have signed up to do this, and I want to tell people why. I just read an article here from this guy, Michael Hendricks, and he says that basically no one who has experienced the disbelief of losing a loved one can help but sympathize with someone who pays $80,000 to freeze their brain. But reanimation or simulation is an abjectly false hope that is beyond the promise of technology and is certainly impossible with the frozen dead tissue offered by the cryonics industry. Those who profit from this hope deserve our anger and contempt. So he is not sold, as it were. And I want to tell you why I picked it, because I am not sold after hearing his arguments. He may be right, but the fact is that when you die, you're dead, and that's it. So far, nobody's been brought back, and it seems unlikely that anyone will be brought back that is, say, cremated or something.
I don't think anybody is trying to say that if you get cremated, we can bring you back to life in 40 years.
So I would ask the question is when we see the advances in medical technology, do we think that people will be reanimated in the future? We already see people being brought back from death currently. Right? I mean, people are dead for a short period of time, they're brought back. Now, the question
is... Hold on. So you just contradicted yourself in like a span of four sentences.
Okay. Yes, I'm talking about people being cremated, Daryl. When you're dead in that sense.
No, the opening was... Nobody's been brought back from being dead, and then four sentences later you said, we're already seeing people that wind up getting brought back from being dead.
What I'm trying to show is that there's a continuum. We are in a continuum of time, and we don't know what the future will bring.
Yes.
Currently, people are being brought back sometimes after a short period of time of death.
Yes.
The question is in the future, will more people be brought back or fewer? And the chances are high that it will be more. And... you got to ask yourself, will a stretch of time be longer? Will somebody be brought back after a day? Will somebody be brought back after a week? And these kind of things. Now, I don't know.
Will somebody be able to be brought back 40 years later?
These are questions. Now, I'm not talking about 40 years. I'm talking about 200. Because
you've got to get to 40 before you get to 200.
Fine. So medical advances from 100 years ago, from the turn of the 1900s the turn of the 19th century to the 20th century to now are incredible.
Yes.
If we think about those next 115 years and how what those are going to bring in 2130, we have no idea what medicine is going to look like there. But it's a relatively short period of time in human
history. And we also don't know if the guy that has the jars of liquid nitrogen is going to necessarily keep really good records for his, successor at the brain... storage company.
Well, this is something I did check. At this point, Alcor is a very good company. There are other companies, and they haven't done as well, but so far, they've managed to keep track of who and what they've got, and no one's been lost, and those sorts of things.
Are they still going to be in business in 115 years?
That's the purpose of the foundation that is involved in them. That's what you're paying for. So the answer is, at this point, it looks that way. And now the question you have to ask yourself, if scientists have the ability to bring somebody who's long dead back, where are they going to start?
Walt Disney.
Williams. Ted Williams. Ted Williams is a place to start, but they probably actually won't start on Ted Williams.
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein's brain's been sliced into little thin slices like American cheese.
Okay, I can't think of anybody else famous who had their brain frozen.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying is they're going to go to the frozen people because that's the best preserved brain. They're not going to go to the cremated people because there is no brain. They're not going to go to the buried people because the brain's been eaten by worms.
They're not going to go to Congress because there is no brain.
Right, so they're going to go to the preserved brains. And they're either going to succeed or they're going to fail in bringing somebody back. And that's the only thing that I've ever said for myself. $80,000 is a relatively small amount of money to sort of leave at one's death. It's not impressive. Now, you can buy a big pointy stone or a stone with angels or carve whatever on your tombstone. You can have that. You can have a monument to yourself. You may be, maybe you give something to an important government building and have your name on it. Or... you can attempt to, or you can give it to your kids who are probably a bunch of ingrates and will never learn to work for themselves if you give them a large sum of money. Or you can attempt to see whether or not you can forward the science of life preservation. And that's all I've tried to do with cryonics. And, my hope is I don't need to. My hope is that I never have my head lopped off and put into a vat of liquid nitrogen because life extension comes before that. But I don't know.
I think when people
are presented with the idea of longer life, they're always going to take it.
I can just imagine now in, 200-300 years, the head of Mark Edge, or rather the brain that was placed in some sort of robotic head made out of adamantium, doing the voice of a commercial saying, I'm not just the president of the head lopping off society, I'm also a client.
I liked it so much, I bought the company. Yeah, it's laughable because Futurama did that thing with the heads in jars, and Star Trek actually had one with that too. It is funny. There's no doubt it's funny, but to me, it seems like a reasonable thing to do. It was presented with the idea by a guy named Perry at an event where he was talking about sort of transhumanism. And I'm like, yeah, that makes more sense than not doing it. And when you think about this, I didn't give them $80,000 to preserve my head. I bought a life, and you don't do that until it's time to lop your head off, right? I bought a life insurance policy for $100,000. This is a relatively normal thing to do.
Yes.
When that life insurance, they're just the beneficiary of $80,000 of it. Now, this is whole life, so when it's paid off or whatever. Some people say that whole life isn't worth doing. You should do term. I just wanted it done and put out of the way.
Term, you're basically betting that you're going to die in the next period of years.
Now, different people have different preferences. It's my understanding the term is the better choice financially, but I just wanted it paid off in 20 years and then done. And so I'm not paying $80,000. I'm paying a certain amount for life insurance. And if I decide to reallocate that for those funds at any point, I can do that. Now, I don't recommend people go and necessarily... young people rush in to get sign up for the cryonics now, because at that point you're betting you're going to die in a terrible fashion, right? It's going to be an accident that kills you.
Well, most of the young people now will scream YOLO before running and doing something stupid. So
if you're screaming YOLO, you're not going to do cryonics, right? YOLO isn't a cryonics cry. These are people that want to live forever, and you only live once. Let's do something stupid is not that kind of personality type.
True.
So what I'm saying is that if you think you're getting into that percentile of areas where you could die, I don't know what the age group is. You got to decide that for yourself. But I wear on my wrist a little medical bracelet that tells them exactly what to do with my body.
In case of death, call Alcor.
They really say that. In case of death, see reverse for biostasis protocol. And it tells them to, like, shoot me up with heparin, whatever the hell that is. And it's 50,000 U heparin by IV, or do CPR while cooling with ice. In order to keep pH 7.5, whatever, no embalming and no autopsy. So these are the things that are sort of in the contract for cryonics. And, that's the agreement I made with my wife. Now, I'd like to live forever, so I wish my wife would sign up too. But she doesn't want to do that. And that's
just find
her.
A hot robot wife.
Well, indeed, that could happen. The future is going to be a crazy place. In the meantime, check us out at our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive and see the regular webpage at freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com. If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.